be interesting, not entertaining. So if you guys start using this stuff and you start getting into that dancing monkey frame, you've got a problem now, okay? These kinds of lines are used to highlight the fact that you're totally comfortable around her. This girl's used to having guys roll up on her in a certain way, and you're rolling up completely confident, joking around with her, just like you're her older brother or something like that. That's a lot more fun. You can even misinterpret stuff in the stupidest ways, right? Like, you know, I think one girl said to me, "Oh, my leg, I hurt my leg today." And I was like, "Oh my God, are you serious?" I was like, "You know, you could get like a wooden leg and I could carve my name into it. And I could like take a marker, put little messages on it. I could lick it. I really like that. Would you do that?" Now, anything stupid like that. Right, you can say that up under here, just like as a joke. Okay, just misinterpretation, right? Like that whole pimp talk thing. You know, imitations, anything like that. Anything silly. How about misinterpreting? That's really important. You could have the most boring conversation, but with a little bit of misinterpretation on our answers, you can spice that up. You can have a very boring conversation, but with that little extra spice in it, keeps it fun. You know, you could say, "You know, where do you work at?" You know, she'll say some cool job. You say, "I'm like, dude, I swear to God, I saw you selling Girl Scout cookies the other day. I swear to God, dude, you could tell me. I'm still gonna like you, it's okay." You know, anything just like silly like that, it doesn't matter what. Don't push it too hard. This one girl, she told me that she lived in Orange County. And I thought she said Long Beach, I don't know why. And so I kept bringing that back, you know? And I told her she's Snoop's neighbor. I was like, "Dude, you live with Snoop." You know, I was like, "Dude, I was talking to Snoop the other day, he said you're so cool." Right, he said I should call you. Right, Snoop told me to do it. You know, anything like that, okay? Now bear in mind, what's also interesting is that this is what you're doing between the difference between girl humor and guy humor. It doesn't have to be that funny. I know this sounds strange, until you do it, you won't fully understand it. But the frame of it is, it's almost as if it's like, I'm cooler than you, I can joke around with you, I can say whatever I want, and you're gonna enjoy it, and the girls will just laugh at it. It's strange how it works. It just works like that. When you do that future adventures projection thing I was talking about, these girls will laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh at it. Like you're the funniest guy on the planet. And what's funny is that, you know, you'll say this stuff in like mixed company, like with guys and girls, and the girls are laughing, the guys are like, "What? You know, how is this funny?" Right? And the funny thing is, if he laughs at it, you just gain status over him because he was showing rapport with you, and the girls know that because they know that what you're saying is not that funny. Subconsciously, they understand that. That's the thing with group interactions, is that the guy who's controlling the frame will have status and he'll have attraction for most of the girls. I'm sure all of you guys at some point have experienced that. At some point in your life, even if it only lasted 5 minutes, you were the coolest guy in a room. Sometime. And you'll see some characteristics of that is that when you speak, everybody shuts up and they listen to you. What's also interesting, and this is something that I almost have difficulty believing, but I see it every night, so it has to be true, I guess, is that I think that people almost drown out other voices and are very clued into the voice of the most high status person. Because when you're talking to a girl and she's very into you, her friends, family, whatever, can be yelling stuff at her and she'll just be cued into you. And what's fascinating is that if you block it out as well and you just stay clued into that conversation, you can make, it's almost like a bubble of just the two of you back and forth. That's the whole idea of disacknowledging threats. I want you guys to really work on that. Learn on when you should acknowledge a threat and when you just don't answer a question. When I'm out with a girl and she asks me a question that I don't like and it's not gonna help the interaction, I just will not answer it. I pretend like I didn't hear it. It's interesting, you'll see what that does. Try it. The fact that she has to re-ask it if she even decides to, which oftentimes she'll just drop it, puts her in a frame where she's giving you a certain status over her to some extent.